This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lars Eller!
From every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh, yeah. Welcome. DiPietro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. This portion of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and of course, who can forget about Point Pleasant? Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. I tried to tell all of you, RJU, Raymond, everyone that would listen to me, about the Denver Nuggets. And I believe there was scoffing. I believe there was laughter. I believe that you looked down at me a little bit. Now look.
No scoffing. No scoffing at all. RJ maybe scoffed.
Who's
RJ,
the cat now?
Big time scoffing.
Big time scoffing. But I think it was just you so adamant about Denver and the Nuggets that we felt like we should take the other side. And RJ was going to double, trip, whatever it took.
That's fine.
He was going to die on that hill.
And who's laughing now?
You are.
Yeah, that's right.
And Who's the cat now?
He has died on that hill.
Yeah, that's right. He did not believe in them. Would they get out of the first round? Uncertain about that. Here they are easily to the NBA Finals for the first time in franchise history.
Yeah, well, the Chris Paul injury didn't help Phoenix. But, I mean, I think when you listen to some of the stuff afterwards, I was reading some stuff that LeBron said. He said he and AD were talking after the game and said that's probably the best team that they've seen so far, together with the Lakers.
That's a heck of a team. Because Jokic is he is a monster. And Jamal Murray is terrific. And then Porter is good, and Gordon is good. And, I mean, Bruce Brown is a good, like, they have a lot of good, solid players around two, I think it's fair to say two superstars.
Yeah, well, Jamal Murray, I mean, remember at the time, too, like in the bubble, he kind of emerged as, okay, is he ready to take that next step?
And then he got hurt. Right.
Yeah. So he's fully back, and that is you mentioned it. That's a really well put together team around maybe the best player in the NBA.
I think it's him and Giannis would be my two guys.
Eighth triple double last night.
It's most ever in one postseason.
Eighth already
ever. Yeah. Breaking Wilt Chamberlain's record. I mean, the guy, even when he doesn't have great games, he finishes with like 25, 15, and 10. I'm not exaggerating. I've never seen anything like it.
At his size?
Well, his, I mean.
Well, remember, I mean, but go back now. We've kind of normalized the triple double, like until Russell Westbrook started doing it.
Correct.
I mean, Oscar Robertson was the last guy to do it, and then, you know, Russell Westbrook was hell bent on doing it. He did it, and then it just became okay. He did it, no big deal. He did it again and again, and now all of a sudden, Jokic at his size, like last night. I mean, 30, 14, and 13.
It's unbelievable.
Like, no big deal.
It's yeah. Well, he had the one game where he went for 50-point triple-doubles. Just like, he is remarkable. They are a dangerous team. And now they break that streak of never going to a finals, right? So now you're going to get angry at me. I'm not trying to do this. So the Jets have the longest streak in all four major sports of not going to the postseason, I heard.
So is it the Jets now?
I thought that's what I heard.
I thought it was the Sabres.
Is it the Sabres?
The Buffalo Sabres are right there.
Okay.
I was busting RJ's chops about it.
All right. So it's the Jets, Sabres. Who else is it? Is up there? I think those are the two then.
Oh, wasn't it? It was Sacramento, and they broke that because they went to the playoffs this year.
Well, this year, right.
Yeah, I think it's the Sabres are one, I want to say.
And then the Jets are two?
I think two.
Okay. So hopefully that'll end this year. And the Sabres don't feel like they're too far off either. What do you got, Raymond?
It's actually Jets at 12, Sabres at 11.
Ha! No! Are you sure about that? This wasn't the tying year?
I'm looking it up right here from an article last month.
So it's updated?
Though, is that has the Sabres not going this year?
I would say yes.
Okay.
If we had RJ healthy, we would know.
RJ's playing hurt again.
Well, I know he's playing hurt, but if we had him in the studio with us, he would know.
He would know. So last
time, if anything, it's tied, if that would be the case.
Right. I had heard.
I don't think we needed to bring it up at 6:04. I don't think we needed to bring it up.
Well, I think that this will make going to the playoffs this year all that more.
Right.
you know, exciting for you.
I was having such a nice start to my morning. I took the Ed Koch, boom, right in.
Right in. I walk in, you're fast asleep.
I was getting prepared for the show.
Fast asleep. But how nice am I? I didn't know.
Hey, I would
Rick,
do that before games.
On? What?
I would do that
sleep
before.
Sleep right before games?
Yeah, well, we don't sleep, but just that, close my eyes.
You were sleeping, and I like a church mouse. I dip.
Oh, I didn't hear the bag, so I knew
I don't, Tuesday. I don't know that you were quiet as a church mouse. I don't know that much.
What do you mean? I was very quiet.
Well, here's the problem, though. Here's why you can't sleep in there. It's because Santiago, the animal, decides all of a sudden to cut sound, and as he's cutting the sound, there's a speaker right over that beautiful couch, and it starts blaring. And at the one point, he played Stephen A. And I thought Stephen A. was in the room.
Standing over you, screaming, Rick, why are you sleeping?
Well, you held it together well. I'm surprised. Honestly, I thought, I was like, wow, he's still out. Okay.
No, it's not out.
There was kind of a little diabolical edge there. I was trying to see how far.
See?
Did you feel like this last night was kind of nice with very limited sports? Like, once in a while, a night of almost nothing, I find very restful and enjoyable.
Yeah, well, I had a chance to really, sit down and watch, focus on the hockey. It's nice to once in a while, just for the game, same for the guys. I'm sure the Mets and the Yankees, nice to have.
Yeah, to get the day off.
A day, right, relax, keep your mind off it.
So the Mets play 3 in Chicago, all night games.
All right, what's wrong with that?
It's Chicago. It's the Cubs.
I know, I understand.
They're known for day baseball.
Right, okay.
So I got 3 night games out
there? I prefer it. So just like by happenstance, I get to maybe close my eyes for a minute. The afternoon game,
right, afternoon game is a thing of beauty.
Well, yeah, until you... But you passed out the other day during the afternoon game.
Well, it doesn't mean I don't like it.
Well,
I was just very tired.
Well, if they're going on at the same time, it doesn't matter. It's fine.
Metro 7:40. That becomes a little late for me.
7:40 is a little late. You're right. 7:40 is a little late.
Now you can end at 10:30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little late.
Yeah. You wouldn't much rather have a 2:20?
That's my wheelhouse.
That's when the Cubs play.
That's nice.
Their home game, because that's 2:20 there, 1:20 here.
I like that.
That's the beauty of it. But no, you get night.
Yeah,
and then they go to Colorado this weekend.
As long as they win.
That's right.
I don't care.
Who's on the mat tonight for the Mets? It's Senga. Oh, he was good last time out.
He
huh?
was good last time.
What do you have, 12 strikeouts in 6 innings?
Yeah, we got Senga, Smiley. I believe that's what I saw.
Drew Smiley. Yeah. He's been pretty good this year, actually.
And Garrett Cole tonight, too.
Which gives you a great chance to win that.
Kyle Bradish versus Garrett Cole.
You love the matchup for the Yankees, but do you see what the Orioles are?
Yeah.
Record-wise?
Oh, yeah. We talked about it yesterday.
34-16?
Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
Having a good start to the season.
That's a great start to the
great
season.
Great start to the season.
For the third time ever, LeBron is swept in the NBA postseason.
Yeah,
no,
I was surprised.
No fault of his own, though. I'll tell you that.
Well, yeah. I mean, he came out of the gate. I mean, he was... Again, LeBron understands what's at stake for him. I mean, his legacy talk and where he wants to be when his career is all said and done. And he understands what people... Like, if we brought that up right now, we could spend the next
what
four hours.
Legacy? Oh, that's I hate. Please,
LeBron,
please,
Jordan,
no.
All that stuff.
Please, for I'll do anything. What do you want?
No, but anytime
you want
you hear money, we're not doing it. But anytime you hear the conversation, it's Michael Jordan 6 for 6 in the finals, and they'll start picking apart both sides, and the people that are Michael people will use this as some of their ammunition that LeBron got swept.
What did you want it to do last night?
The last couple possessions weren't great.
Oh, okay. Anthony Davis was almost non-existent last night.
That would piss me off if I was LeBron.
Right? I mean, what is he, 38 years old?
And who? LeBron?
Yeah.
Yeah, playing his 20th season.
Right. And he had to score 31 in the first half. And they it takes everything they have to build this 15-point lead. And 6 minutes into the third quarter, gone.
Gone. And at his age. So this is when the Kyrie conversation and everything will start. Because they clearly need more help around him and give him credit for where they were. I mean, the start they got off to, and then finally they made the decision that this wasn't good enough. We need to get Russell Westbrook out of here, and we need to actually put some pieces around LeBron. And they did. They finally traded one of their first-round picks. And, I mean, to go, I think they were, 13th in the West to all of a sudden now in the Western Conference Finals. I mean, that's saying something.
Well, they rejuvenated that entire team, right?
Entire
they brought in
team.
Austin Reeves and Hachimura was, I think, a really, really good player,
yeah,
right?
How about Ty last night trying to trade me Austin Reeves? He goes, I'll give you Austin Reeves for Jalen Brunson. He's like, I'm good.
Wait, what? What do you mean, you? Just you? He sent you a text?
Yeah, he sent me a text. How about, how do you like Reeves for Jalen Brunson? It's like, stop it, please.
He's
stop
trolling
it.
You is what he's
stop
doing.
Stop yourself.
You know what you could enjoy? You could enjoy a nice, rested Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
That's what he's going to get. Enjoy that.
That could happen.
Oh, well, it's going to. It sounds
that
like it's
could
going
happen.
To enjoy that, because that's going to go well. Kyrie to the Lakers.
It never goes well.
Exactly.
They went well one time. And they won a championship.
That's right. Other than that, it's Boston, disaster. Brooklyn, disaster. Dallas, he might have been well behaved, but it completely fell apart.
It didn't go well in Dallas.
No, it didn't go well in Dallas at all. And now you really, I don't understand why teams keep clamoring to get him.
Desperation.
We're going to be the team that turns him around?
Well, LeBron, he's going to get desperate here. You heard the conversation after the game. And before I get to this part, the whole Anthony Davis, you mentioned it. First half of that game, he's got 9 points, takes seven shots.
Nothing.
Yeah, but why? LeBron James hitched his wagon to you. He wanted you in L.A. because he felt like he could transition away from being the guy all the time to have you. Because you see what Anthony Davis is capable of doing when he's...
He would drive me crazy.
Nuts.
Because there are games where he looks like
dominant.
He's the best player in the world.
Right.
Right. 40, 20, 5 blocks. You can't score on him. And then there are games where he looks like he's A, disinterested, and B, gives you nothing.
Yeah, he makes a decision going into the game. You know what? Tonight's not the night. No, that's not what makes LeBron James and the superstars of the league superstars is that's not their mindset. The consistency of those players makes them the consistency of Giannis and Jokic and all those guys.
Yeah.
That's what makes them.
Especially in the biggest moments.
Right, the best players in the game. For you to go out in game four on the verge of being swept at home.
And LeBron gives you that.
And you give that,
very bad. Did you hear LeBron after? If you didn't, I'm asking you and kind of everyone else. If you didn't, here he is on his future after the game.
We'll see what happens going forward. But I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. And just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, I got a lot to think about.
Well, what I've always heard, and I think you have as well, is that he wants to play with his son. So he's come this far. I guess Bronny's a senior, right?
No, Bronny's going to USC. He'll be a freshman, after
this upcoming senior high school
season.
So this coming fall, he's a freshman. So next May, he'll leave USC. Yeah,
which LeBron has a player option.
And then he'll be in that draft. So not this draft, next draft,
right.
Bronny's in it.
Yeah.
I would think that he wants to hang around and play with his son. That's what I've always heard about.
Well, his foot, he may need surgery. So, I'll give you both sides of this. So if he's being truthful, it could be, I have to get surgery, I could use a break, and then I'll come back and decide wherever Bronny gets traded, gets drafted to,
sign there.
That's the team. Or, which is what I think it is, it's leverage. Because he locked himself into L.A. So he's got a year left on this deal with a player option. I have some things to think about. I need to win a championship. So what are we adding to this team? This is not a good enough team. What are we bringing in? Are we going to trade that second first-round pick that we have?
Now,
yes, of course he is. That's how he usually does it. He has leverage. They don't want him to go. What is the Lakers if LeBron James decides he doesn't want to play?
They become
Anthony Davis?
Anthony Davis.
Come on.
You build a team around Anthony Davis?
No.
No, that's not going to work. So you're of the mindset that I am, that he's not going to retire.
I think this is leverage. I think he wants to make sure that they do what's necessary. Because there was hesitation the entire time. He was pretty much telling them, we don't have a good enough team. It was, it's his fault. If you want to blame him and Anthony Davis for deciding they wanted to bring in Russell Westbrook. But there was, hey, we got to get rid of him. Let's give up these two first-round picks. Remember, Kyrie wanted to be a Laker. We had the
wouldn't get him out there.
And then finally, they traded the one first-round pick. You see what this team is now, but they're still not good enough.
No, that's not a championship team. They did pretty much as well as they possibly could have done.
Well, they needed D'Angelo Russell to actually be.
He's terrible.
Yeah, he's not great.
Oh, he is just dreadful. Dave McMenamin, who covers NBA and LeBron specifically a lot. Was on SportsCenter, what LeBron told him when he was leaving the arena last night.
I walked out of the arena with him and I asked him, what were you trying to leave for us in terms of a breadcrumb trail? What thread should we be trying to pull when it comes to you saying you have a lot to think about? And he said, whether I want to continue to play. And I said, as in next year? He said, yeah. I said, so you would walk away? And he said, that's what I got to think about.
Well, who knows? You think no, I think no. Who knows? Dave McMenamin seems like maybe there is a real possibility of that.
No, I think he's part of it, though. I think LeBron is great at creating a narrative, and he'll use the media to do it. He's very well thought out. The risk of losing him and just being this team with Anthony Davis is not something that Jeannie Buss is going to consider. You only have LeBron James for a certain amount of time. Right now, it's a year and a player option. So do we want to hold on to, 2029's first-round pick? Or do we want to... We're in the conference finals
now.
No,
you have to go all in now.
With LeBron James, of course.
Oh, you have that's to go all now. The problem is that West is going to be scary good.
Right, but that's what he wants.
Because Sacramento's going to get better.
Sacramento, Phoenix.
Phoenix, right. I mean, this Denver team, they're not going
anywhere. Who knows if New Orleans could ever stay healthy?
Yeah, they got to be healthy, though.
Yeah, I mean, but this is why LeBron is doing it, in my opinion. Is because he wants to put maximum pressure on them to make sure they have they're all in and he has the best team around
him. So you would be stunned if LeBron
stunned.
Hung him up. So yeah, I feel the same way.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lakers are done. We might not have basketball for like a week.
So what, June 1st, right?
June 1.
So to Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Yeah, so we'll go.
So you could go over a week.
Yeah, so we'll go.
We have a game tonight.
Publicans. Tailgate.
Oh, there's a lot.
Mets game.
Yep.
First game of the NBA Finals.
That's a lot. That's a long
day.
We'll battle through that. And I got to bring my car in, too.
Why? Why would you pick that day to do it?
Well, because it has a cracked windshield.
Yeah, but can't they just come right to your house?
But they want to do it at their facility. Ugh. So they're going to do that.
I can't imagine you're going to be in great shape to do that.
We'll see. Yeah, probably not.
No, we're gonna make sure.
Your goal is to get me sloppy?
No, not sloppy. Fun.
Who do you think of the four of us becomes the most belligerent?
Me.
How off the rails do you think you get?
Well, not that crazy.
What are you gonna do? You gonna take your clothes off at City Field?
No. We're gonna have our beautiful jerseys on.
You think there's a chance at the end of the game they're like, you're not welcome back.
Well, at that point, they'll ask him to leave first, right?
No, they understand that I show up, we win.
We win. Five in a row.
I bring wins.
We got to get Stevie down to hang out. That's what we got to do.
And Stevie's new suite is just, oof. You can see it like there's this
big... Well, you said he took like two suites.
Yeah, but there's this big shining light right behind the whole plate. And I was like, I was sitting up in the seats. And I'm like, is that? And they're like, yes.
Listen, if you can if you can hook Stevie in... You're set for life.
You think there's any chance Steve says hi?
No.
None?
Probably not.
What we should do, because Jay Williams is friends with Cohen.
Oh, that's right.
I should text Jay.
You should text Jay.
He doesn't care for you anymore.
Why doesn't he care for me?
I think you know.
Yeah, that's right. Why didn't he? I didn't know.
Well, you know he wasn't on the show for a while.
Did I?
You did.
Did I?
I think you might have.
I don't think
Well, regardless of that, he had a close family member pass away. One of us sent him a text and said, so sorry. One of us did not.
All right, quick break. Jay Williams on the other side.
Why?
Well, sometimes I find that the giant turtleneck's off-putting in the spring, that maybe that was the reason why.
So if there's a family member that dies...
Oh, I didn't know.
Right. Then, you know what? I don't care.
It's not that I didn't
All
care.
Bets are
I
off.
Didn't know. Had I known, I probably would have sent him something.
So what do you think about me sending him a text and saying, Jay, we're going to be at the Mets game next Thursday. Big crowd of us. Is there any chance that you can reach out to?
Hey, yeah, come to the game.
I can invite him.
Yeah, ask him.
As my guest.
Well, I mean, it doesn't need to be your guest. I'm sure he'll just call Steve and just say, hey, can I get a ticket?
That would be nice.
Right.
It's a good idea.
It's a great idea.
That's a great idea. I'm going to text him now. I know he's up.
He's up. I'm an idea guy.
Yep, you are good. All right, 1-800-919-3776. We'll get into the... Carmelo Anthony, I don't know, saga, but situation, should the number be retired? What are you, saga?
He retired. There's no saga.
Well, there's a saga around
it. Stop.
Around here.
No saga.
Don and Peter, you got to retire this guy's number right up to the rafters. I mean,
stop.
So that's saga-like
stop.
To me.
I'm not retiring his number.
Peter knows a lot about sports. And Peter said yesterday on the K-Show, they should retire his number.
Which is probably why they shouldn't.
You could be right. Let's go to Bill in Queens. Bill, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. One thing, Davey, we made a comment a couple weeks ago about you didn't want your younger son to be born. I totally agree. I have three kids. My youngest son is my favorite kid, and they all know it.
Awesome. Right? No.
Oh, my
you know what, Bill?
Goodness.
But, Bill, it's not that I don't, and you feel the same way. Adore him now.
I love him.
Adore him. At the time, I didn't want another child.
I love all my children. My youngest son, he plays sports. He plays actually in Section 1, same section as your son would play in high school. He's my favorite kid, and
what
the
school?
Other two know it.
What school does he go to?
Clarkstown South High School. They lost Horace Greeley last night.
Yeah, that baseball is really good.
They went to the state championships for hockey. They lost to Suffern in double overtime, so heartbreaker.
Yep.
But my point this morning was not just you, like everywhere that you look this morning, why is LeBron James the story? Like, shouldn't the story be Djokovic, triple-double, averaging every night? And, you know, I get he's the face of the league, but why is that the story? Like, I mean, he lost. They were down 15. They were up 15, and they still won.
Because he's LeBron. Bill, and thanks for the call. He's LeBron James, and he's always going to be.
Because you can make the argument he's the best player of all time.
He's
a strong argument.
He's certainly one of the top few in the history of the game.
There's top two.
I mean, listen.
I think it's Michael or LeBron.
There's no other besides those
two.
Well,
Kareem, too, but I think those two. I think those two
are. Bill Russell, Will Chamberlain. Yeah. Well, regardless of that's why. Because it's the Lakers, and he's LeBron.
And he got swept.
And he got hammered.
Yeah, the negative story sells better than the LeBron getting swept. Juicier story.
Was really good in the
Djokovic.
Very good in the series.
One of the favorites for the French.
Yeah, you see your guys out.
I know Nadal.
Yeah.
Hip. It's tough.
And next year, he said, is going to be his last year.
Getting
last
old
year.
Is not easy.
And the amount of wear and tear on the guy's body.
By the way.
Yeah.
You mocked me last week.
What?
Mocked me.
What?
Getting to know you. What's your hidden talent? I said,
mine?
Cooking.
I can hit.
No, you can fart with your hands. Yeah. I get it.
You want to see? You want to see it live in person?
That's not that great. It was better. Well, it was better last week. That's better.
Yeah, because the ring is on. Yeah. Listen to that.
Those. around the world. He's going around the world.
I go around the world.
The visual weapons.
That's right. Visual weapons. Are what you're saying?
I figured it out.
What?
I know what my talent is.
Okay.
You want it now? Or do you want to wait?
No. I would like you to tell me your big talent right before CMT.
Yes. You're going to love it.
It's good?
I don't know.
It's better than cooking.
It's a talent.
It's better than cooking.
Well, you would never know this. This is very hidden. Very hidden.
Very hidden.
Yep.
You're a great parallel parker.
I am terrific.
Are you?
I'm amazing.
I took Ben driving yesterday.
But he doesn't sound like he's very, like, there's no sense of urgency.
It's unbelievable.
Why? Just likes being driven around?
Why? Because he gets driven around all over the place. I told him, I said, listen, July 12th, he can take his test July 12th and get his junior license. I said, on that day, it all stops, pal.
I hear that's a big problem nowadays, the next generation.
They
don't want to get the license. Like, why?
I love driving. He doesn't want to. I was counting down the days. It's not that he didn't want to. It doesn't really matter to him. But he drove yesterday, like 20 minutes. We drove to the baseball facility. I was a little nervous, but he did well.
Did he like it, though?
He did well.
All right, good.
He did well.
Well, that's good. I mean, he's a big kid, too, so, I mean, he should be fine.
It was funny, though. We would come to this intersection. It's like four-way intersection, like cars going all over. He stops. He goes, Dad, there's a lot of cars here. I was like, listen, I don't care if we sit here for 10 minutes. Just sit here.
Take your time.
Take your time.
Yeah.
And when there's no one coming in that direction, you slowly go
good
through.
Good for him.
And he did well.
Nice.
He did really well. I was proud of him. All right, let's get to, we like this guy very much, Cullum in the Bronx. Cullum, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, David, Ricardo. Shout out to the company. So, really quick, I wanted to get into the Carmelo Anthony retirement stuff, but, you know, if it's going to be a long day, we'll just call up Grasa, call up Ty, and they'll run the show the next day. Let's pull an all-nighter. We're gonna have the company out there for the tailgate before the game, after the game. You guys can hang out all night if you want.
Who's the fat boy? Colin, let's get one thing straight, okay? Dave and I pride ourselves on battling. We can burn it at both ends.
That's right.
We don't need to give anyone else the show on
exactly.
Friday.
Exactly. We will, Cullum, don't you worry. We might go all night. We will still do the show. You have nothing to be concerned about.
I have no doubt about it.
All right, so what do you got?
I loved Carmelo Anthony even before he was on the Knicks. He was one of my favorite players. He was, you know, in my era, I'm 29 years old. I didn't have much as a Knicks fan, so that era was great. But Carmelo Anthony really is the difference between a great player and an all-time great. I feel like if he had the work ethic of a Kobe Bryant, he would have, you know, been one of the all-time greats.
He's not even close to Kobe Bryant.
Well, he's one of the great scorers.
No.
He's an elite. No doubt.
Carmelo is one of the great scorers.
An elite scorer. Do you look at Carmelo Anthony and think to yourself, that's an all-time great player?
No.
Neither do I.
No, I don't think he's in that conversation.
He's not.
I think if you limited it just to scoring, I would say that he's one of the great scorers we've seen.
I agree with that. But as far as a great, great player, like an all-time great,
no.
There's no way. Mm. Like Kramer said, what is it, a top 25 player of all time? There's no way he's a top 25 player of all time.
No.
And it's not meant to be disrespectful.
No.
He's a terrific player. He's a great scorer. Couple things, though. Never won. Right? If you're an all-time great, I think you have to win, don't you?
Yeah, I think there's an expectation, especially now, that at some point you would have won at least once.
I mean, is he as good as Carmelo, Charles Barkley? I don't think he's as good as those guys.
No, but you're talking about, I mean, some of the greats of all time.
Okay.
Well, I don't think he's in that. He's a star. Like, I think he was probably, I mean, he's probably a superstar at his time, at his peak. But I don't think he's one of the greatest to play the game.
So you can be a superstar without being one of the greats to play the game.
Well, I think superstar is, I mean, he's playing in New York. I think it's just more that comes with it. Yeah, he's a 10-time All-Star. Had a year where he led the league in scoring.
It's a shame they didn't win more with him on the Knicks.
Well, they had the one team, really. I mean, the one team that won 54 games.
Where Hibbert blocked that shot.
But that wasn't sustainable.
No.
The way that team was put together.
Remember how old that team was? Kurt Thomas and Jason Kidd?
Right.
No, too old.
Yeah, I mean, did they put the right pieces around him? No, probably not. But at the end of the day, I mean, he didn't win. He didn't reach the levels winning-wise. That I think a lot of people had hoped. I think Amari Stoudemire's knee had a lot to do with that.
I'm sure
that
it did.
That was part of the problem.
I'm sure it did.
But
Raymond's
opinion, and he can say it if he wants, is that, you know, at a time when, you know, you couldn't get a star that wanted
to
come to New York.
That he wanted to come here? They also mortgaged a ton to get here when they didn't have to do that either.
But I think you asked the question. Well, that's good business for him. You know why he wanted to do it?
For him it is.
Right. But I think that's why when you asked me yesterday, why was Carmelo so polarizing here? Because we would take calls either, you know, so pro Carmelo, didn't matter what happened, they would defend him, and there would be the anti Carmelos no matter, you know, what he did. I think that was part of the reason.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You should see me feverishly working on these. Is this a real college game?
Is that what you're doing right now? So last night, no.
Right.
Today, yeah.
Well, I forgot.
Right.
Boogaloo.
We only had a big Zoom meeting after the show discussing it.
Well, I was on Zoom.
Yeah, you were.
No, I went off the Zoom.
Yeah, but I could hear you.
You heard me through the board.
Whatever it was. Heard you.
Yeah, you might have heard me.
Yeah, being told this is what we need.
Yeah, so it didn't happen yet.
You bit off way more than you could chew.
That's true.
I could hear the moment you realized it.
God.
I'll tell you what it was.
I don't get it, John. Let me explain it for you again.
Well, but because, yeah, you're right. I stand by that. The rules to some of these contests can be stupid.
A little confusing, yeah.
Right? Were they not a little confusing?
Well,
but I was taking a shower this morning, and I was not thinking of Ray. And in the shower, I was kind of thinking about the show.
I was thinking about Ray in the shower this morning.
I was not thinking about Ray.
I shower naked.
I was completely naked. I was like, what do we have today? It was CMT Tuesday. I was like, oh, that's right. We have the big giveaway. I was like, oh, no. I said, I forgot to do the, is it a real college or not?
Sam Houston State.
So as I'm driving on my way this morning,
Lawarno.
I'm thinking of fictitious or legitimate schools.
You need a driver. You had a driver. You could spend the whole time. I'm not even worried about it.
That would be nice.
Show up, work's done.
That's beautiful. Okay, though. That's fine.
You'll be fine.
During the breaks, I'm coming up with them.
I know, but I like you during the breaks to be just me and you kind of going back and forth.
I understand that you feel particular about that. So what do you think about this? This is a big topic now. Carmelo Anthony, number retired. I have the list of retired Knicks numbers. You ready?
I'm ready.
So, well, number 6 retired across the NBA for Bill Russell. Obviously should be.
Right.
Okay. Walt Frazier. Is he Walt Frazier?
No.
No. Dick Barnett. 9 seasons with the Knicks, didn't average a ton of points, a little less than 16, 2-time NBA champion, an All-Star.
Yep.
All right, so you could argue that he was better, but Dick Barnett, championship player here with the Knicks. Earl Monroe, I mean, I don't think so, right? NBA champion with the Knicks, NBA's top 50, top 75, All-Star multiple times. Dick McGuire, number 15. Now, 15's retired twice for Monroe and McGuire. Was the head coach of the Knicks for a couple of years and 5-time All-Star, 8 seasons with the Knicks. All right. Willis Reed, we don't even need to get into that. Dave DeBuscher, Bill Bradley, and Patrick Ewing. And then the number 613 is retired for Red Holtzman, the coach. That's how many wins he had. I'm sorry. Of those, of that list, Carmelo Anthony, who won one playoff series here with the Knicks, should not have his number retired.
Probably not. Now, will they probably do it? Could you see them doing it?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I could see them doing it, too.
A March night against Charlotte, right?
I think he's made it pretty clear, too, that he would, I mean, he would like to have his number retired. Every athlete
well, I'm
wants
sure
to
he would want his number
well,
retired.
I mean, that's the problem. I mean, do they? I mean, are they going to consider retiring his number in Denver?
I wouldn't think so.
Because when you said you asked me yesterday, I said Nick. You said Denver Nugget.
Yeah, I think of him as a Nugget more than a Nick. He was drafted by the Nuggets,
right? And
spent
I think that's
more
part
time
of,
with the Nuggets.
Well, yeah, a year. But I think that's partly what hurts him here in this conversation. Had he been drafted by the Knicks and had this identical career where he had one playoff series win, but was a 10-time All Star.
Yeah.
Led the league in scoring a year, he would have his number retired. He would.
I think you're right.
But he's not. And, didn't really have the winning part of it. I mean, the one playoff series win, you can blame whatever you want to blame for it. Amari Stoudemire's knee, not putting the right team around him. But, I mean, the expectation when you traded for him was that it would result at some point in playoff success and maybe a championship.
So the Knicks have not retired a number. I mean, Patrick Ewing is somewhat recent. Before that, it's forever. I mean, Frazier's long ago. Barnett's long ago. Monroe is forever ago. Dick McGuire's forever ago. Willis Reed's forever ago. DeBuscher, Bradley. I mean, those are forever. Those are 60s, 70s guys. And then Ewing, and he's not even in the same stratosphere as Ewing.
No. No, and Ewing is a homegrown player, too. I mean, that matters.
Who spent like 15 years with the Knicks.
Right. Like, you see it all the time. Like, we were talking during the break. Like, Ryan Miller in Buffalo just got his number retired.
We were talking about Ryan Miller during
the break?
I mentioned
Ryan Miller. Well, he drafted by the Sabres.
Right.
Right, he doesn't win. I mean, they don't win anything. But he was an all-star. He was a really good goalie. He was one of the better goalies in the NHL. And, because he had that longevity, he was drafted by the team. He's one of their own. Gets his number retired.
Right. If it was a Lundqvist situation.
Henrik's number got, yeah, exactly, same thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't even hesitate. But I don't know. For me, I would not retire his number. Raymond, you feel differently, right? You think that they should retire Carmelo's number? Is that accurate?
Well, for reasons that you guys were just talking about, it's been so long since they had a player worthy of even having that discussion about. And, for the longest time, the Knicks were, they were awful. They were a league laughingstock, and nobody wanted to come here. And a superstar of that caliber actually did embrace all the positive and the negative that happened here, and he was damn good while he did it. He set an all-time scoring record at the Garden. And
I was at that game.
It was a great game.
I was doing pre and post for that game.
That's right.
Yes.
Those were good times. for all those reasons I just mentioned, and, the time that Melo wasn't here, it was dark times, and I think that counts for something. There's an entire generation of Knicks fans that does not know what, playoff basketball is
so
like.
So you would say, am I correct in assessing this that you're saying? It was so bad before he got here that because he came here and gave some relevancy to the franchise that you give him more credit than someone else would get with a franchise?
I think that's accurate, yeah. And not for another, you were mentioning some names that were there. Like, I guess the one comparison that keeps coming up, because he was also, before he got injured, was a heck of a scorer, was Bernard King.
And but Bernard King is not retired.
Well, that's kind of the point I was getting at. His number's not retired.
But Bernard King was here for 10, I think he played 3 years with the Knicks.
Right. But he's somebody that is, when he's back at the Garden, he's welcome with similar fanfare to Melo. I can't recall if he's shown on the on Garden Vision as Knicks legend the way Melo was. And that's what kind of leads me to believe that the organization's leaning that way, because Carmelo was treated Knicks legend alongside guys like Walt Frazier and Earl Monroe and Willis Reed. And so that's something to keep an eye on, I think.
I have almost no doubt they'll retire the number. But that's not the conversation. The conversation is, should it be retired? And in my opinion, the answer is no.
Yeah, you also have to understand, like, how involved do they want Carmelo to be with the Knicks? Like, do they want Carmelo to be around? And would this help to facilitate that, retiring his number?
Well, being serious, I'm not trying to be obnoxious. Why do they need him or want him around?
Well, to have a person of his stature. I mean, you just heard Raymond.
Bring in guys?
Right. They have to have former players that you want to be associated with. How closely do they want to be associated with Carmelo Anthony?
So you want to play the game?
which is part of the reason why I think they may end up retiring his number. He wants it. He said he wanted it. I mean, I think, listen, every player would love to have his number retired. Every player wants to go back home. Like, it's great to show up and have your number in the rafters. Like, I couldn't imagine that. That would be, I mean, amazing. And he had a really good career here. I mean, was it worthy of having your number retired? I don't think so, because I think that's, like, that's the ultimate.
Outside, is he an all-time Knicks great? In your mind, quickly, answer the question.
No.
Is he an so then you don't retire a number that you don't deem as an all-time Knicks great?
No, I agree with you.
Right, but I'm just saying, like that would be my litmus test. Is he an all-time Knicks great? If your answer is no, end of conversation.
Like, for me, outside of making it to the Hall of Fame, which is, like, I don't even think you imagine that as a kid. Like, it's, you know, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals for me, or it was winning an Olympic gold medal. Like, those were the things that I dreamed about. It was never about, you know, making it to the Hall of Fame. I think outside of making it to the Hall of Fame, you got winning a championship was something you do during your career. Is, I mean, one of the greatest honors you could have is having your number retired. So no one on that team can ever wear your number again. And every time you walk into that building,
it's known.
You can look up and you see that you were one of the greats of that organization. Is,
yeah, it doesn't get much better.
I don't know
than
how
that.
Much better it gets than that.
Let's go to John and Elizabeth. John, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN, buddy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just wanted to let you know that, like, I love Melo. I loved him when he played here. But I agree with you, Dave. He should not have his number retired. He played, played one more season in Denver than he did in New York. Brought them to the Western Conference, you know, finals. But with the Knicks, it was one playoff series. It's just, and again, he's a great scorer. He's just not overall. I just think, you know, you got to reserve the retired numbers for the special players from your club. And I just don't think he fits the total bill.
Yeah, I think we agree with you. I mean, listen, it's a good conversation. Will they do it? I think they might. Do I think they should do it? I hold the number retirement in such high regard, mm-hmm. that I don't know if he's, or I don't think he's at that level. Great player.
Is he close?
Yeah, I think he's close. I think he's right on the fringe.
Okay.
Right, but I mean, number retired at Syracuse? Absolutely. Brought Syracuse a championship.
One year and brought them a title.
Right.
Their only title in the history of the program.
But you just mentioned it. I mean, when you made the deal at the time and you gave up what you gave up, remember, let's go back. I mean, this is not revisionist history. This is what happened. Was he was hell bent on getting out of Denver. He wanted it to be in New York. And the fear was, if we don't trade for him now, he's going to go to Brooklyn.
Correct.
Because he wants to get his money. So you gave up what you gave up in the hopes that, you know, you could build a team around him.
They give up on that. Gallinari was in that trade.
Yeah, Gallinari was in that
Felton
trade.
Felton in that trade?
Yep. You gave up.
Give up a lot.
Wilson Chandler, Raymond Felton, Gallinari, Mozgov, first round pick, 2 second round picks, and $3 million in cash.
So, so it's Felton. Chandler was a good young player, and yep. Gallinari turned into he's still playing, turned yep. into an excellent player.
First round pick, and you got back Carmelo, Chauncey Billups, Sheldon Williams, Anthony Carter, and Ronaldo Balkman.
And Billups was done.
But the thought was you could wait. Like if you're telling us, I remember it at the time. If you're telling us you want to be in New York and you want to be a Knick,
right.
Why not just wait? Well, I want both. I want to
He wanted it done.
And I want my money.
Yeah, he wanted it done. He wanted to get paid. He wanted to be a Knick, and he won.
With the threat of...
And the Knicks were in such desperate mode because they didn't have a player of that ilk forever that they caved, is what happened.
Because they thought they could pair him with Amari Stoudemire and be good.
And they were good.
Well, they were good, but Amari's knee was a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
From the jump. Rick in Manhattan. Rick, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Ray. I just want to say, I'm going to look at Rick because he said LeBron and he said Jordan. Didn't even mention Kobe. Please, let's not disrespect the Mamba, the closest thing to Mike. I think he's right under Jordan over LeBron.
No.
My first point, yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Okay.
Second point. The disrespect on Carmelo is crazy. 3 Olympic gold medals.
Oh, stop it.
Who cares?
Stop. I mean, really.
Doesn't get your number retired for the Knicks.
First of all, that has nothing to do with the Knicks. And second of all, and listen, I love that the U.S. wins gold medals in basketball. You could put anybody on the U.S. Olympic basketball
team.
Well,
not anybody.
Win a gold medal.
Not anybody.
That's true.
Not in 88, they couldn't.
Not nowadays. And no superstar would come to New York. None. Zero. The guy wanted to come here. He raw relevancy. I've been a Knicks fan all my life. I cried in 1994 when the Knicks lost to the Rockets and Starks couldn't get a shot off in Game 7.
That was Game 7, yes, right.
I've watched all of the Knicks my entire life, and I had so much pain in all those years where we were awful. Steve Francis and Marbury together. You know, David Lee was okay. He brought some spark. I liked him. But Melo brought relevancy back to New York. He wanted to be a Knick. The guy plays New York style of basketball, which is bully ball.
What are you talking about? He didn't play. I mean, give me a break. That's not New York style of basketball.
There's a loose definition. It's
Xavier McDaniel played New York style of basketball.
I thought that every phone call you usually take, that's the New York style basketball that you hear about.
The
toughness, the physicality, right. Charles Oakley.
Not iso ball, you know, look to pad your scoring. And again, he was a really good player.
not really interested in defense, you know, New York style basketball.
But this, he won 3 Olympic gold medals. I mean, give me a break.
Stop it.
Christian Laettner has an Olympic gold medal.
He was on the Dream Team.
Yeah. You think he should get...
How crazy would that be, though, to be him on the Dream Team? How unbelievable that would be?
Must have been uncomfortable for him.
Probably.
Because I think they made him... they didn't love that he was on that team.
I was listening to a Charles Barkley story about the Olympics the other day, and it was Charles, Chuck Daly, and Jordan, and it might have been a fourth, played 18 holes of golf. They had a game that night. And then Charles and Chuck Daly are like, we got a game tonight. We got to go home. He's like, no, I'm going to play 18 more. So he played 36
Charles?
Holes. Charles.
Jordan.
Michael.
Okay.
Played 36 holes, shows up at the game, and tells Chuck Daly, I'm going to defend their point guard, their best player. And he goes, no, you just played 36 holes. He goes, no, he said something nasty about me, so I'm going to lock him up. And he did.
Of course he did.
And he said, and Chuck said he talked trash the entire game. You better keep your name out of my mouth, don't you? After playing 36 holes.
Didn't matter. Different breed. The guy went to Atlantic City and gambled all night and came back and beat up on the Knicks.
Amazing. And I guess he's just as ruthless. I was talking to a couple buddies on the golf course. Like, I guess he takes it easy with the athletes. Like, it's just, like, fun banter back and forth. But, like, with guys that try to come into his course and, like, big-time money guys and take his money, I guess he is just ruthless.
The ceiling is the roof.
Well, you either have that in your DNA or you don't, right?
Well, they think they do, and they want to experience it. And he knows that other athletes can go back and forth with him, but he's just, like, he's really good at it. But then you get one of these guys that wants to challenge him to a match, and they're not an athlete. He said... Like, you should see these guys pucker up because they don't know how to handle it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yov in Israel. Good morning, Yov. How you been?
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. What's going on, Yov?
You know, I'm fine. I think some respect need to put on Melo name. Listen, all this time he was here, never ever he was got the team he deserved. I mean, the best point guard he played with, it was Fat Boy Raymond Felton.
It was probably Jason Kidd.
The team was never good. What?
The best point guard he played with was probably Jason Kidd.
But Kidd was so old at that point.
Oh, they won 54
but
games.
Kidd was old at this point, and this was the best season the Knicks had, and they won a playoff series. And if Roy Ebert doesn't block Carmelo Anthony's shot in that fourth quarter when the Knicks have the lead, who knows where it's in. And this was the best season, Rick. You're absolutely right. And after this, he retired, and the Knicks were not good again. So I think if he had a point guard, a true point guard like the Knicks have now, like Jalen Brunson, the Knicks would do some noise in the East. And Melo didn't get the chance he deserved to win in New York. And I think he deserved the credit for wanting to come to New York in the tough times.
I mean, I guess, but just because you're willing to come to New York when the times are tough, that now buoys you to have your number retired?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that should be the case. But I think, I mean, there are people that will try to make that case. I mean, that's one of the things that Raymond is so impressed by, was that in a time when no one wanted to come, he was one of...
Okay. So is that impressive? Sure. Is it great? Absolutely. Do you remember it fondly? I think you should. Does it mean that you now get your number retired? Why?
I don't know. You're asking me a question I can't answer.
I mean, there's some awful...
I told you I didn't think he should have his number retired.
There's some awful people who are in the Hall of Fame. Ty Cobb, awful Hall of Fame, right? So I don't understand what being a good guy or wanting to go somewhere that hasn't had success means. Now, if Aaron Rodgers wants to go to the Jets, comes to the Jets, if he slays the dragon and wins, now you talk about all time, right? Even with the Jets, even in a short period of time. But Carmelo Anthony didn't do anything like that. He didn't come close to winning anything here.
Well, they won the one playoff series.
One playoff series in 7 years.
Yeah, yeah, that was it. He won a scoring title.
Right.
Yeah, he was, I think, what, a seven-time All-Star?
Yeah, he was one of those guys that was going to be on the All-Star team every single season. He's a terrific player.
He's a great player, but is he one of the... And again, I just so people know, like when I think of getting your number retired, that is the ultimate honor. Outside of being put in the Hall of Fame, that's the like that is the ultimate honor your team can give you, is that no one else will ever wear your number. Is he at that level? I say no.
So let me... Just a hypothetical.
This is Ray, by the way.
Hi. If Carmelo signed a 4-year contract like Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade and LeBron James and all those guys did, and he got to hit the same free agency period that they did, and he could have been the third guy on the super team down in Miami. Let's say he could have been the Chris Bosh to Melo and D Wade down there.
All right,
and they win a couple titles. Maybe they win one or two more. Who knows? I think Bosh got his number retired down in Miami. So being as the third guy in that superstar pairing, that's worthy of a number retirement. And keep in mind that big three basically stood in the way of anybody else even really having a chance coming out of the East at any point. And I think the Knicks play them what, once or twice in Melo's tenure in the playoffs.
So, but Ray, but those guys all won,
right? But they all, but you know, they all won as a trio of superstars.
All right, but Melo was the one guy. But Dwayne Wade is in a different class than Carmelo Anthony. You would agree with that, right?
I think so. Sure.
Okay. And LeBron, we're not even going to mention with Carmelo Anthony. So the one of the three that you even really can bring up here is Chris Bosh.
Right, but he got his number retired.
Is that right?
They didn't even think about it.
He did
right away. Boom, retired.
They won two championships. I mean, I think that's different.
He and LeBron and D Wade.
Yeah, but I would sit here and tell you, do I think that Chris Bosh's number should have been retired in Miami? Probably not.
They didn't even think about it.
Like, when I think Miami Heat, I don't...
You don't think Chris Bosh?
Well, I think part of what you want to do, though, too, is, I mean, you got to think about it. It's like building a statue, right? It's like you want, when people come to your arena, you look up, you see the numbers, and you start like, well, you know, how come Chris Bosh's number was retired? Well, he was part of this team that won...
super team.
Went to four NBA finals and won two championships. But, like, if you were going to make... For me, like... Dwayne Wade. That's numbers who should be retired.
Dwayne Wade is a no-brain retired guy.
Like that level.
Yeah. And Carmelo Anthony, he's not even close to Dwayne Wade, in my opinion.
Well, how much of...
The championship Wade won with Shaquille O'Neal when there was almost nothing on that team was one of the... I mean, like Jimmy Butler-esque right now. That was unbelievable. Melo never did that.
Well, that's when he was flash.
Dwayne was awesome. And because Shaq wasn't even that good at that point.
Like, how much of, like, I mean, when you look up in the Raptors, you saw Carmelo's number. Like, how much of his time here would you want to remember?
He was good.
Yeah, he was good, but yeah. I mean, team-wise.
Listen, you're preaching to the choir. I couldn't agree with you more.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.